Okay, Chagiga Tes Zayin. We are still on Tes Vav on the days. We're up to where it says Ashkeche Shmuel Rav Yehuda de Tole de Ibra de Dosha de Kabochi. So Shmuel found Rav Yehuda. He was leaning on the side of the door and he was crying. Amale Shinana. So Shinana means like you sharp one. Right? That's the way Rashi understands it. It's a compliment. The Gaonim explains this like he had large teeth. So it was like a play on words, like Shane. Shinana, my ko bochis, you sharp one, why are you crying? So Amale, he said, mi zutra ma dichsi behu birabonin, is it a small thing to you, what's written about the Rabbonim, aye soifer, aye shoikil, aye soifer esha migdolin. Where's one who's counted, the one who's weighed, who counts the towers, a migdal is a tower. Simorgon explains, Ayah Sofer, where the Sofer? Shahis Sofrim Kol Oysir Shebetorah. They knew how to count all the letters of the Torah. So Ramosha Wilson explained that that's not such a difficult feat. He says you can put me in a room and I'll count up all the letters of the Torah. But I knew that they were able to perceive the inner meaning of each and every single letter of the Torah and how it related to the shorash of everyone's neshama. As we know, that the concept is Yeshi Shiribu Oislios the Torah, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. When you make a cheshbon, it's actually much less than that. I believe something like 345,000 actual letters. But maybe one teretz they give is that letters are combined, like an aleph is like a one vav and two yuds. The different teretz I'm given. But at the end of the day, the godless of the chachamim, why they're called sofrim, it's more in kedushin, it's because they could realize the shorsh of the neshama for every year, the 600,000 Jews, and how that connected to their personal os in the Torah. That means they would count all the osios in the Torah. Ayah Shokel, the one who knows how to weigh. Shahai Shoklin, Kalin v'chamurin, Shebetorah. They knew how to make a good Kal v'chomer. Ayah Sofer as Hamigdolim, the ones who knew how to count the towers. Shahai Shonin, Shalosh Meos Halachos, B'migdol HaPoreach Ba'ovir. They knew how 300 halachos for the Migdol Poreach Ba'ovir. That itself is a big machlokos in the Rishonim. But one opinion that it's talking about complicated halachos of Tum and Tara. Right? So if they knew these things, then how much more they see other areas of halacha as well. The Omra bi Ami Talos Meya Boye Boy Doig Achitoifel Bimigdo Parech Ba'ovir. Doig asked Achitoifel 300 questions about this sugya, but it's none. Shlosh Malachim Varba Hedyotos Ainam Chelik Olam Haba. So you see they were big Talmid Chachamim, and nevertheless they didn't get a chelik in Olam Haba. Anan Matei Alans, what's gonna be with us? So that's why he was crying. So Amar Leis said back to him, Shinana, you sharp one, Tina Haisa Bilibam. They were flawed from the beginning. Literally mud, Tina means mud. They weren't learning Lishma, so that's why, yes, they were technically huge scholars, but there was something wrong with the way they approached the Torah, and that's what led to them having no Chelik in Olam Haba. Okay, the Gemara continues. Acher Mai, what happened, what was the problem with Acher? So Gemara says, Zemer Yevoni lo pasuk mipume. He never stopped singing Greek songs. So what's so bad about that? So in the Kuti Maharan, Rabbi Nachman has, he says, Kol chachma shebaolam yesh la zemer v'nigun hamyuchad l'chachma zu. Every type of wisdom has a unique melody that's connected to it. U'mizemer zeh nimsheches chachma zu. And from this zmira, this song, pulls the chachma emerges from it. And because Acher never stopped from these Greek songs, he fell into heresy. Went out off the derech. There's going to be a song that's going to include all others. As is batel hapikorsis. That's going to. There's going to be such a melody that's going to be revealed. That's going to be mevatel all of the hapikorsis. Laosi lavo. Something more continues. Omru lalov al achle son achle b'sha shehaya oime b'beis hamedrish harbe sifri minim no shirin mecheko. When he would stand up after learning the base medrash, all these sifrei min, these heretic books, would fall out from his lap. So therefore, he was somewhat already off before this whole story happened. Shal nimus ha gardi es Rebbe Meir kol amar denochis liyora salik. Does all the wool that goes into the dye come out colored? In other words, does everybody who's learned Torah, they come out decent and worthy? Sarmaleis, he said back to him, Kolman dehavi noki agav ime. Anybody who was clean when he was still by his mother, I mean, from the beginning, Sulik. That meaning, he'll emerge worthy. Called the lohavi naki agav ime. Anybody who wasn't worthy with that, lo Sulik. If your approach is flawed to begin with, then you're not going to be able to be properly influenced and be able to receive the messages of Torah. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. We did Ben Azai, we did Achir. Rabbi Akiva, Ola B'Shalom, Yod B'Shalom. He went up and he came back in peace. All of Hakosav Omran, Rabbi Akiva, it says, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza. Draw me, will run after you. You brought me into your innermost chamber. Rabbi Akiva bikshu malachi hashorich ledoichavo, and the malachim wanted to push him aside when he went into the pardes. Right? Pardes is, first of all, it literally means an orchard, right? It's the source for the English word paradise, pardes. It stands for learning on the deepest levels. I think we explained this previously. The pardes is the Rosh Hashanah, the Peis Pshat, the Reish is Remez, the Dal is Drush, and the Samach is Sod, to go to the deepest levels. So Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hanicha L'Zokin Zeh, leave this elder alone. Sheroi L'Shishtamish B'Chavoydi, he's worthy, he's fit to serve my glory. Now we make it on to Tez Zayin, my Dorsh. So what did Rabbi Akiva see? How did he Darsh the Pesukim in order to avoid making the same mistakes that Acher did? So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'Osa Merivavos Kodesh. So he'll come with the holy group, Os Hu, Beruva Kodesh. So there's a special sign, he's unique amongst them, that everybody knew he'd only seen in a Malach. Rabbi Vahu Omer Dogum Ervova. It's preeminent amongst the myriad. So Dugma Hu Beruva Shalo. He's a Dugma, he's like an example, he's exemplary among his myriads. Reish Lakish Omer, third Pasuk, Hashem Tzvakos Shmo, Adon Hu B'Tzvasho. He's the master of all his hosts. The fourth Pasuk as to what Rabbi Akiva saw that kept him from straying. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Lo V'ruach Hashem, V'achar Ruach Rash, Lo B'Rash Hashem, V'achar Rash Eish, Lo B'Eish Hashem, V'achar Eish, Kol D'Madakah. There was a small, still voice. This was in Malachim Aleph, the vision that Hashem shows to Eliyahu HaNavi while he's hiding in the nook of the cave. V'hine Hashem Over, and Hashem passed. So Rabbi Akiva used this pasuk in order to recognize where Hashem was actually found. Okay, now the Gemara moves on to other heavenly beings. Tan Rabbanan, Shishadoram Nemro B'Shedim. There are six things that respond. That are said about Shedim. Shlosha Kimalachim Hasharis V'Shlosha Kivnei Adam. In three ways they resemble Malachi Hasharis, angels. In three ways they resemble human beings. Shlosha Kimalachi Hasharis. In three ways they're like angels. Yesh Lehem Kenafayim. They have Kimalachi Hasharis. They have wings like an angel. The tossing misofa olimvad soifo kamalach hasharis, they can fly from one end of the world to the other like a malach. And the yodim ma shaasi lios kamalach hasharis, that they know what's going to be like the angels do. So we're asked, yodin salgedaitach, what you think that they know? Now this is interesting. Is that meaning that the shadim know, or that the malachim know? Who's the question really going on? Ela shomim me'achori hapargoid kimalachi asharis, that they hear after behind the curtain, like just like a malach does. So this would imply that malach doesn't know either. Malach has to hear, because malachim don't know what the future is going to be. There's a long treatment of shadim in this in the Ramban. You know, the halacha takes this as a serious thing. There's a from the Mordechai we have already. The Mordechai was the Rebbe of the Rosh in the 13th century. So the Mordechai has a tshuva about a woman who woke up and her hair was braided. She went to sleep without it, and then it was braided, and she had to go to the mikveh. So the shaila was, she allowed to undo the braids. So he says, no, it's not a good thing to start up with the shadim. So therefore, it was a sakana. So he allowed her to he pasked in the shaila. She's allowed to go to the mikveh with her hair that became braided by shadim. The Ramban is, we have here in Acharei Mos. He quotes our Gemara. Just go skip a little bit. Vesibas hamisa perachibur. The reason why demons die, why it's inevitable, hu hasiba b'chol ha'murkovim, because they're combined from all things that have combinations in forming them. Vahasiba vesibas hatisa b'kalas v'sodosam. The reason they're able to fly is because they're so light. Kasher nire gam ha'oif Like birds also, because there's not so much fire in air that are dominant in it, so the other ones, like earth and water, there's a little bit of them, so therefore it can fly around. These shadim, they don't have any of these heavy elements, earth and water that draws them down, so that they can fly around. So the Ramban takes this as a very serious thing, and he goes through a whole thing to explain what they are, but more than that is beyond my pay grade. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ushlosha Kivinei Adam. Okay, so there are three ways that they are similar to humans. Ochlim v'shosin kivinei Adam, they eat and drink like humans do. Parim v'ravim kivinei Adam, they are fruitful and multiply like a human beings. Umesim kivinei Adam, and they die just like an Adam does also. Shish devarim ne'amaru b'vinei Adam. Six things were said in regards to human beings. Shloshe k'malchei ha'shareis, shloshe k'behema. In three we are like an angel, in three we are like a animal. As we know in the Tanya, we have a nefesh elokis and we have a nefesh bahamas. Three and three. Shlosha kemalachei hashareis. What are the three things which were like a malach? Yesh lehem das kemalachei hashareis. We have das mahalchim bekoma zukufa kemalachei hashareis. We go upright like any angels. Umesaprim beloshen kodesh kemalachei hashareis. We speak Hebrew loshen kodesh. Famous Rambam in Pirkei Avos, where he writes, what's the definition of mitzvah kala? That mitzvah kala is speaking Lashon Kodesh. And Shloshi Behema, three ways they are, human beings are compared to a Behema. Ochlim B'shosin Behema, we eat and drink like a Behema. Parim V'ravim Behema, we are fruitful and multiply, we have children like animals do. Umotzin Re'ik Behema, and we have excrement like an animal does as well. So there's an idea from the Siddur Shal Shabbos. Let's see if I can pull it up quickly. Oh, here it is. Okay. B'shlosha harishonos, in the first three things, tzarech lizayir shlo yisarei behem mehihuri nefesh abahamis. We're talking about the first three things. We should not have the nefesh abahamis, the animal soul included in those. B'shlosha shnios, in the last three, tzarech lizkor shezeh ma'is behem. These are animal type of actions, eating and drinking. B'yosha ha'adam muvdal. Vinalim in habehema, that we're separate and we're elevated above an animal. Sa'al lichnanes, maisim elu, min hashol shvishonos, shehu, b'maisim elu, gam kin dimyon l'malchi hasharis. So, meaning, he's saying like we should act like an angel on a high spiritual level, even when we're doing physical things that an animal does. We should eat like a malach, we should multiply like a malach, and we should have to, do our physical needs all with, like, remind ourselves of malchi hasharis. Okay. Better if he wasn't created. Rasui lo, I guess. Rasui lo is better. Shalom b'golim. Better if he didn't come to the world. I understand that you're not supposed to look what's above, what's below. That makes sense because that's not really part of this world. So what's so bad about what was happening before that? Why is that usher to go back? It's bitul Torah, there's no real practical purpose to it. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Tarvaihu, they both said the same thing. Mosh lemelech bosav v'dam sha'am le'avodav, a king says to his eved, benu li paltrin gedolim al ha'ashpa. I want you to build me a big palace and make it on top of a garbage dump. Halchu v'onlo, they go and build it for him. Hashem doesn't want the king to start talking about the garbage pile beforehand. So too over here, Hashem doesn't want people to talk themselves about all the chaos and everything that preceded the world. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, they explain this is the doctrine of Shviras HaKelim, that there was something that was broken beforehand, and that's what the Ashpa is referring to over here. Kol shelo chas al kvoid koino rosui lo shelo bo la'olam. Whoever has no concern for the honor of Hashem, his maker, deserves not to come into the world. Mahi, what's an example of that? So Rabbi Abba Oimer Zem Estalki B'keshes. This is about a person who looks at a And a what? And a rainbow. Rav Yosef Omer Zeha Over Avera Besesa. This is a person who does Averas privately. Mistaka Bekeshes. The reason why you can't look at a rainbow. Dechsiv Kimare Hakeshes Asher Yie Benon. Beyom Hageshem Kain Mare Hanoga. Savi Hu Mare Demus Kavod Hashem. So that image is in Yechezkel. It stares like the Demus of Hashem, so it's dishonorable to look at Hashem. That's why Nadav and Avihu died, according to one opinion, because they looked where they weren't supposed to look. Rav Yosef Omer Zeha Over Avera Besesa. This is referring to the person who does something privately. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Over Avera Besesa. Anyone who does Averas privately, Keilu Doichik Ragle Shechina. It's like he's pushing away the feet of the Shechina. Shneema says, Ko Amar Hashem Shemayim Kisi Va'art Hadom Raglai. The heavens are my seat and the earth is my footstool. So basically, you know, if a person believes that no one sees what you're doing in private, you're saying like Hashem is not in that place. Therefore, he's like pushing Hashem's out of that space. That's what it means over here. V'ha'arz hadom ragli, he's pushing him out of my footstool. Amy, one second. Is that really true? Is that really true? That's what the definition about doing a virus in private. Ha'omer Eloh Hazakin. Imro Adam Sheyitzro Mizgabir Alav. If a person sees that his Yitzhar is very strong, it's inciting himself against him to do something. So what should you do? Says Gemara Yelech Lamakam She'ein Makirin. So go to a place where no one recognizes you. V'yilbash Shchorim. You should put on black clothes, right? Like an Ovil did back in the day, because he's so ashamed of how weak he is. The Ate Shchorni should wrap himself in black clothes. The Yasamashli Bukhafits, and do what his heart desires. Vayichal Hashem Shemaim before Hesia, but don't be Michal Hashem Hashem in public, right? So you see here, so sometimes doing an Avera in private, secretly, is better than doing it in public. So that's a contradiction. It says, no, Lokasha. Ha de Matzi Kaifle Li Yitzrei. One case, when we're telling you to do in public when you don't care, that's when you're able to overcome your Yitzhara. Vaha, but the other case, when we're telling you to do in private, De Lo Matzi Kaifle Yitzrei. You weren't able to, you're not going to be able to overcome your Yitzhara. So therefore, if it's going to happen, it's inevitable. So if it's inevitably going to happen, best case is to do it in private. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Nachmani Miturgamei Dereish Lakish. He was the Miturgam, the translator, one who would give over the Torahs. Kol Hamistakel B'Shloish Devarim Einav Kehos. Anybody who looks at three things, their eyesight will dim. Number one, Bakeshes, if you look at a rainbow. Number two, Benasi, you look at the leader, the Nasi, the Jewish people. Three, Uvah Kohanim and Kohanim. So let's explain each one. Bakeshes, if you look at a Keshes. So we just saw not to do that. But aren't you supposed to look at it? Aren't you supposed to make a bracha? So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch over here. Reish Chaf Tes. Birkas HaKeshes. So says the Mechaber, Haro HaKeshes, when you see the rainbow, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenim El Chalom, Zoychil HaBris, B'Nevon, B'Vriso, V'Kayim B'Amaro. Six words. So you do make it, but how are you going to look at it? How are you going to make the bracha if you're not allowed to look at it? So really, they make a difference between looking at something and being mistakel. Like in English, we talk about looking at and staring, or maybe better, gazing at something, to really look at it for a long period of time. You're allowed to look at it, you see it's there, and then you make the bracha, but not supposed to look at it intensely. The Mishnah Berurah brings here from Chochmas Solomon, he says, Haro keshes, ein kedai lehagi lechaveru sheish keshes. It's not a good idea to go around telling people that there is a keshes, there is a rainbow. Mitam moitzi diba. It's like it's because Hashem's basically saying, I'm reminding myself that I'm not going to destroy the world. So to go around talking about that is not a good thing. You are allowed to motion or mention to somebody about it that they can go with the bracha, but it is not necessarily an obligation to do so. Okay, so Gemara continues. Benasi. What's the not look at a nasi? How do you know that? It's in Parshas Pinchas. Dechsiv benasata mehodcha alav, because Hashem's hod, his splendor is on him. So that was Moshe, right? Moshe was the nasi. So don't look at that. Number three, hamistake b'kohanim bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim. If you look at the kohanim when the beis hamigdash was standing, shahayu omdin al duchanon umavarchin es Yisrael b'shem hamaforish. They would stand on the duchan. Right, this is where the Yiddish is to duchen. Right, there was actually a platform they would stand when they would use the Shem HaMeforish, right, and then the Shechin would come down onto their Their fingers. So what is this nowadays? We know we don't look at the Kohanim while they're duchening. So in Simin Kuf Chaf Ches, says the Mechaber in Sif Chaf Gimel, B'sha Sheha Kohanim Mvarchim Ha'am, in the time when the Kohanim are doing their bracha, Lo Yabitu V'lo Yasichu Datom. You're not supposed to look at them. You're not supposed to have the Hesech Hadas. Just to add parenthetically, if a person feels they can't concentrate, so then I think it's the Taz brings down over here, that one should actually look in order to avoid getting distracted. Ella, what rather, says the Mechaber, you einehem klape mata, look down, kamo ha'oimi b'tfil, like you're davening. Va'am yechabnu l'vracha, you should have kavanah that you're getting the bracha. It's not just pshat the Kohen, we're giving a bracha, and we happen to be the cheftza of their mitzvah, we have that in mind that we are being mevarich, we are getting the bracha, mizmarich. You penehem Keneged Pnei HaKohanim, you have to be facing them. Sometimes people get so nervous, I'm not supposed to look, so I'll turn my back to them. That's not proper. One has to be facing them, just not looking directly at them. V'lo yistaklu behem, not to stare at them. Brings the Ramah, V'gam HaKohanim, v'lo yistaklu b'yadehem. They also shouldn't look at their own hands. Al kein, nogul shalshel hatalis al pneihim, that's why they cover themselves with the talis. V'yadehem chutz l'talis, the hands are outside the talis. V'yesh mekom shenogul shidehem. Bifnim min hatalis shlo yistaklu ha'am behem. Sometimes some have the minhagim, which seems to be what we do, that we have the hands are covered by the talis, so that we would not look at it. Okay, now the Gemara is going to continue with this discussion. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Durgamenei Dereish Lakish. My dichsiv, what does it say? What does it mean in the pasuk? Al taminu bereya, al tivtechu ba'aluf. Don't trust in your friend, a companion. Don't have a confidence in like an intimate friend. Im yoyim lecha yitzhara chato v'hakodesh baruch hu moicha. If the yitzhara tells you just sin, Hashem will forgive you about this. Al tam, don't believe him. Shneamar al tamin v'reya, don't believe your friend. Ve'ein ra ela yitzhara. The reya, your companion is the yitzhara. He's always with us. Shneamar ki yitzhara lev ha'adam ra. The inclination of a person is ra. I believe this is actually the first time the word ra is mentioned in the entire chumash. Is this pasuk here? I think there's one case earlier. Anyway, the tzlach says, "What's the yitzhar going to tell you?" The tzlach is telling you, "Look, I'm with you now, but I'm going to go away. If you just do this aveira and you give in, then I'll stop." So, okay, so that's what he is. But that's not the truth. It's a sheker, because Yitzhar never goes away. So therefore, don't listen to him when he says that I'm going to do this one aveira. Ve'ein aluf el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the aluf, it could be a captain or a chief or an intimate friend, some explain, that's Hashem. Shnemar aluf nu'urai ato. You're the good friend of my when I was a young lad, like a na'ar. Shema toimar mi made be. Who's gonna testify against me? Sa avne beso v'koros beso shel adam. The stones and the house and the beams of the house are gonna testify. Hey, made in bo. They're gonna go and report back what you did. Shneamar ki evin mikir tizak v'chafis me eitz ya'aneno. The stone's gonna cry out of the wall. The beam is gonna answer it. V'chachamim omrim. Nishmaso shel adam meidabo. The neshama person is going to testify against him. Shneamar, as it says, Mishocheves chekecha shemor pischei ficho. The one who's lying in your bosom, will test. Will like guard. You have to guard your mouth. Ezehu he davar shebis shocheves vechekos shel adam. What lies in the bosom of a person? Haviyom is neshama. That's your own soul. Vebizreika Omar, Shnei Malachi Asharis Malavin Oiso, Hein Me'idin Lo. There are two Malachim who walk with every single person. They're the ones who are going to testify. Shnei Mar, Ki Malachav Yitzav Alach Lishmurcha Bechol Durachecho. That he claimed in Malach to watch over you, to guard you. Malach is always with you. Vechachom Omerim Evarav Shal Adam Me'idin Bo. Your own limbs are going to testify. Shnei Mar, Vatem Eidai Num Hashem Vanikil. You are my witnesses, right? So you mean you like you yourself become your own witness against yourself. Okay, now we're to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. Yosef, okay, these are all five pairs of machlokas about the same issue. Yosi ben Yoezer Omer Shlolismoch. Do you do smicha on the korban? Yosi ben Yoezer Omer Lismoch. So
Yosef ben Yochanan, I'm sorry, I read that backwards. Yeah, no, Yosef ben Yochanan says don't do smicha. Number two, Yoshua ben Prachya omer shlo lismoch, natai harbeli omer lismoch. So the second machlokes, do you do the smicha or not? Number three, Yehuda ben Tabai omer shlo lismoch, he says you don't do smicha on a korban. Shimon ben Shetach omer lismoch, third, he says you do. Number machlokes number four. Fourth pair, Shmai Omer Lismuch, Italian Omer Shlo Lismuch. Shmai says you do, Italian says you don't. Hillel Umenachem Monechleku. So Hillel and Menachem didn't argue on this issue. Yotze Menachem, so when Menachem left, they wasn't explaining what exactly that means, where did he go, what happened to Menachem? Nichnas Shammai, so Shammai took his place. Ah, Shammai Omer Shlo Lismuch, and Shammai argues, Shammai says that we don't do smicha, Hillel Omer Lismuch. And Hillel says that we do smicha. So how do we paskin on this? The Rambam in Hilchos, where are we? Chagiga Aleph, Tes. Kishemakriv Hamakriv Olas Riyoso, Vishalmi Chagigoso, Vishimchoso Biyomtos. When you bring these korbanos, so mechalehen. You rely, you lean on them, v'kol koicho, k'derek sh'oise b'shar hayamim, like you do on the other days. Af api sh'smicha in ma'keves, even though you don't have to, it doesn't snap ma'akev, k'mo sh'be'arnu b'maise korbanos, lo gozu ala mishum shvus. The more I was going to explain, you might think that we wouldn't do this because it's a, there's a shvus d'rabon, not to use animals, but nevertheless, we do this, and the, even on a, there's the Shami Chova, the one Shami Nedova, the one would bring. Okay, oh, the Rishonim Hayu Nisi'in, Shni'in Hayu Ovos Beizdin, right? So each, these were five pairs over here, right? So I should have read that. That each name, the first was the Nasi, and the second was the Av Beizdin. Okay, so that's the word now, on Amud Beiz. Tan Rabbanan. Shlosha Mizugois Rishonim Sha'omru Shlolismoch. Three of the first ones said you don't do the smicha. Ushnayim izugos hachronim sha'amru lismoch, and two of the last ones said to do the smicha. Shom hayin nesiim shneim lehen avos beizdin. The first ones were the nasi, and the last one was the av beizdin. Div Rebbe Meir vechamim omrim Yehuda ben Tabai av beizdin v'shem ben Shetach nasi. The one says the opposite. Yehuda ben Tabai, he was the Nasi, and Shimon Shetach, obviously he was the Av Beis Din, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. So man Tam Laha, the Tan Rabban. Who's the Tan who learned up the following Braisa? Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Era ben Nechama, I should see a comfort. Im lo hagragti eid zomim. I killed an eid zomim. So we know that eidim zomim, if a person tries to get somebody convicted of a crime, they're trying to get them to get malchus, they're trying to get them to pay money, they're trying to get them a chayiv misa, and they are found not necessarily to be wrong, but they're conspiring witnesses, where another group of witnesses come and say, look, you're claiming that this crime happened Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning New York. It can't happen because Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning, you were with us in Chicago. So the crime could have been true, but there's no way you would know about it because you were with us. So he's made into an eid zomim, and the punishment is like it's like a boomerang, it backfires and goes right back to the person. So he says like this, V'hotzi milibo shel tzedukim. I killed my eid zomim in order to, get out of the heart. Literally means to prove them wrong, that tzedukim, those who argue against rabbinic Judaism, shayonim, because they would say a different, the wrong pshat. Ein eidim zomim neharagim ad sheharig hanidon. An eid zomim only gets killed if they actually succeeded, and that's not true. We say the opposite. We do to them the joshes kasher also. Kasher zomim, I said wrong. Kasher zomim lo kasher also. What they conspired to, but not if they actually did. So the only time they'd be killed is if the nidon was not yet killed. So Amr lo Shimon ben Shetach, Arena ben Nechama, my child will die, in lo shafchat dam noki, I spilled innocent blood. Shai Amr chacham, because the chacham said, ain't eidim zomim neheragim ad sheyezomu shnehim, till you are mazim both of them. For ain't lokin, they don't get malchus, ad sheyezomu shnehim, till they both become eidim zomim. For ain't shaman mamun, ad sheyezomu shnehim, till you get all them. So in other words, the Rambam paskins this way, that if you would have a group of 80 to 100 witnesses, you have to get each and every single one of them. You don't punish them until the entire kas is found to be guilty. So miyad, once, as soon as he heard this, kibul alav Yehud ben Tabai she'enim mora halacha el bifnei Shimon ben Shetach, he would no longer paskin his shailas if either he wasn't in front of him or they were sitting on the same beis din.
But he realized he was wrong. So the Braisa continues. Kol yom shel Yehuda ben Tabai, haya mishtateach al kivro shel oiso horg. He'd go and literally prostrate himself on the grave of the person who he killed. Haya kol anishma, and he could hear crying. So kusavurin ha'am, the people thought lo mishakol shel horg hu. They thought it was the executed person coming out from the grave that was crying. So Amal Hems, Yehuda ben Tema says, no, kolihu, it's my voice. Teina prulatu shlemacher hu meis ve'in kolo nishma. Tomorrow, meaning at least my means in the future, when he will die, speaking about himself, is I'm not gonna be here anymore, and you're not gonna hear that voice, meaning Amal is crying. He didn't want to say himself, you know, he spoke on himself in third person because he didn't want to say something negative directly. So Amr the Rava Acha Bered the Rava Rava Ashi. Maybe it's not a good raya. Dilma Piusef I say. Maybe he was Mephais. He appeased him because of that, right? So he really was the Haruk who was crying. But now that Yehuda ben Tema is no longer alive, so now he's happy. Oh, Bedina Tavoy. Or maybe that they took him into a basin. That's why you can't hear him. It's not a good raya. So Moni Hai. Who's this brisa going like? E Amrad Bishleim Reb Meir. It's good if you can tell me it's going like Reb Meir. The Amr Shimon Ben Shetach Av Beis Din. That Shimon Shetach was the Av Beis Din. Reb Yehuda Ben Tabai was the Nasi, and he was the Nasi. Hayne Dekoa Mori Halachim Befnei Shimon Ben Shetach. That's why he would paskin in front of Shimon Shetach. El E Amrad Rabbanon. If you can tell me that the brisa was going like the Rabbanon, to Amr Yehuda Ben Tabai Av Beis Din. That he was the Av Beis Din, right? Shimon Ben Shetach was the Nasi. So Av Beis Din b'fnei Nasi, mi mor halacha, right? Would he have to say such a thing? Would he make a give a psak in front of him? Lo, that's not what it is. My kibalav kamar wasn't mean that he was mekabel him. Le it's tarufe da afila, it's tarufe nami lo mitztarfena. He wouldn't even join into the psak of other people, right? So even when joining other people, I won't join until at first I've heard what Shimon Shetach rules on this particular issue. Okay, so we had everybody who was agreeing in the Mishnah. We said that Hillel and Menachem agreed, but then it was Yotza Menachem and Benichne Shammai. So we're asked, Heichan Yotza, where did Menachem go? So the identity of Menachem and why he left, it's not well known. Someone suggests, I saw the Steinsaltz says that maybe this is a person who's referred to in Josephus, that he's talking about Herod or something like that, but we don't know. So Lehechan Yotz, where'd he go? Abayi Omer Yotz L'Tarbus Ra. He went off the derech, and that's why the Mishnah didn't really want to go into too much details over here. Rav Omer Yotz L'Avodas HaMelech. No, he went to serve the king, politics. So Tanya Nam Yehach, you have a brisa like this, that he became elevated to a political position and he had to leave. Yotz Menachem L'Avodas HaMelech. The Yotz Imo went with him. Shmonim Zugois Talmidim Levushim Sirikon. There was 80 pairs dressed in these silk robes. They also went and left with him because they had to serve the king. We're no longer able to sit and learn. Okay. Omer of Shemin Bar Abba, Omer of Yoichanan, La Olam Al Tehei Shvus Kalib Einecha. A rabbinic law, Shvus should never be light in your eyes. Shai Smicha Ein Elamishum Shvus. Smicha is itself a Shvus. Venechlu Bo Gedole Hador. And you see, we had five pairs of Chachamim, the greatest rabbis of generations, were arguing that. So it's Pshita, right? That's obvious. Why would it's a Din Rabbanan? We believe in rabbinic Judaism. Why would people take it lightly? No, Shvus Mitzvah, it's Trechilei. It's a Shvus, it's about a mitzvah, right? So even this Din Rabbanan of putting your hands, doing the smicha, it's not for your own sake, but it's for the mitzvah. Nevertheless, they're considered to be a very serious thing in the eyes of Chazal. Someone says, one second, that's not good. Teretz Hanami Pshita. That's also obvious, right? You're not allowed to do it. Lafuki mimanda omer besmicha gufa pligi. No, you might have thought what Yochanan was saying, that they argue about the actual chiyuv of doing smicha, right? If you're bringing a shlomim, right, that's an adova, right? Do you have to do it or not? So kamash malan beshvus hu depligi, that they're arguing on the shvus and they're not actually arguing about the requirement it not. Okay. Let's just do a little bit more. Amarami bar chama shmamino smicha bechol kocho ba'inan. We require that you do the smicha when you're doing this. You have to, all your strength goes on it. To isak adaitech lo ba'inan bechol guf kocho. If we would think that you do not have to do it with all your strength, so then My ka'avi lismuch, right? What are you doing? What'd you violate by doing? You just putting your hand on something, right? Let's say, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a pen or something that's muktzah. You shouldn't do this, but the violation is actually moving the muktzah. Touching the muktzah per se is not prohibited. So he says, you see from here that you're actually leaning in and putting all of your koach onto the behemoth.